So, welcome back. So we'll have another sitting. So I'll just start with another quote from this book from Richard Wagamese, the book called Embers. All we have are moments, so live them as though not one can be wasted. Inhabit them. Fill them with the light of your best good intention. Honor them with your full presence. Find the joy, the calm, the assuredness that allows the hours and the days to take care of themselves. If we can do that, we will have lived. So just following this theme of questions, wonder if I could invite you to think about a time when you, in the past, when you first became interested in Buddhism, or you first got motivated to take a course or read a book or to try out meditation, and what, thinking back to that time, what the motivation was behind that impulse, that curiosity. And if there can be a question formulated around that intention or impulse. We could just think about that or reflect on that, and perhaps if that rings true, that something comes up for you, would that motivation or question still be valid today? For me, when I think back to taking many years ago an introduction to meditation class, I recall the motivation was just, I wonder if this could bring more calm into my life, into my mind. Could this help my mind be more restful and calm? So just think for yourself, is there anything that comes up for you? And in our meditation, just coming back to the body, the posture, noticing things like heat or cold, or the air on your skin, the clothes on your skin, sitting on a cushion or a chair, feet on the floor. All these different sensations just happening right now, right in the present moment. And as we're sitting here, the mind might go off, start thinking about something, go off on a tangent, and then we can notice that and just bring our attention back to the body or the breath. And this might happen many times during your meditation, and that's part of the practice, especially the noticing and gently bringing back the attention to the present, to the body sitting here. You can turn your attention to the posture or bodily sensations or the breath. And that can be our meditation object for this sitting. Just lightly have our attention on the meditation object, the breath or the body. And as the mind goes off somewhere, we notice it, we bring it back to the meditation object. So it's time for another walking period. So as before, you can walk inside. You could practice more formal walking back and forth between two points, or mindful activity, or go outside and walk outside, walk around the block. And as before, let's say you pass someone or another creature, an animal, you could wish them well. May you be happy, may you be well. Or if someone comes to mind as you're walking, you can give a wish that they be well as well. So I'll give a short talk at 11:30. So if you get back a few minutes before that, we can kind of assemble and go from there. So have a good walk.